Hello! Welcome to a new episode. This week we are going to be talking about, as you can probably see, Jupiter. That big old planet in the sky. I don't know if you can actually see it from Earth, but it doesn't matter. It's there, and I'm going to talk about it, and you're going to listen. So, let's get on with it. Jupiter. Jupiter is the largest planet in the solar system. It's the fifth planet from the sun. Jupiter is a gas giant, both because it is so large and made up of gas. Makes sense. The other gas giants are Saturn, Uranus, and Neptune. You notice how mature I was there. Jupiter has a mass of 1.8986 times 10 to the 27th kilograms, or about 318 Earths. Wow. This is twice the mass of all other planets in the solar system put together. That's crazy. Jupiter can even be seen without a telescope. It is known to the ancient Romans, who named it after their god Jupiter, Latin Lupiter. L-U-P-P-I-T-E-R. Jupiter is the third brightest object in the night sky. Only the Earth's moon and Venus are brighter, so you can see it. Cool. Even without a telescope, apparently. I'm going to look out for that. Jupiter has at least 79 moons. Of these, around 50 are very small and less than 5 kilometers wide. The four largest moons of Jupiter are Io, Europa, Ganymede, and Callisto. They are called the Galilean moons because Galileo Galilei discovered them. Ganymede is the largest moon in the solar system. It's larger in diameter than even Mercury. In 2018, another 10 very small moons were discovered. Wow, that's crazy. Bigger than Mercury, that's mad. Structure. Jupiter is the biggest planet in the solar system, with a diameter of 142,984 kilometers. This is 11 times bigger than the diameter of Earth. The atmosphere near the surface of Jupiter, The atmosphere near the surface of Jupiter is made of about 88 to 92% hydrogen, 8 to 12% helium, and 1% other gases. The lower atmosphere is so heated and the pressure so high that helium changes to liquid. It rains down onto the planet. It rains liquid helium. Wow. That's crazy. Based on spectroscopy, Jupiter seems to be made of the same gases as Saturn. It is different from Neptune and Uranus. These two planets have much less hydrogen and helium gas. So what do they have instead? Okay, just a quick one. The planet is made, this is Uranus. The planet is made of ice, gases, and liquid metal. Ooh. Its atmosphere contains hydrogen, helium, and methane. So, okay. Interesting. The very high temperatures and pressures in Jupiter's core mean scientists cannot tell what materials would be there. This cannot be found out because it is not possible to create the same amount of pressure on Earth. Above the unknown inner core is an outer core. The outer core of Jupiter is thick, liquid hydrogen. The pressure is high enough to make the hydrogen solid, but then it melts because of the heat. Wow, so such high pressure, it solidifies the hydrogen, but the heat is so high, it melts it again. So it's like constantly melted. Oh, wow. Okay. Struggling to get my brain around this. This is a very interesting one. Mass. Jupiter is twice as massive as all the other planets in the solar system put together. It gives off more heat than it gets from the sun. Wow. Jupiter is 11 times the width of Earth and 318 times as massive. The volume of Jupiter is 1,317 times the volume of Earth. In other words, 1,317 Earth-sized objects could fit inside it. That's mad. Cloud layers. Jupiter has many bands of clouds going horizontally across its surface. The light parts are zones and the darker belts. The lighter parts are zones and the darker are belts. The zones and belts often interact with each other. This causes huge storms. Wind speeds of 360 kilometers per hour are common on Jupiter. To show the difference, the strongest tropical storms on Earth are about 100 kilometers an hour. Wow, that's mad. Most of the clouds on Jupiter are made of ammonia. There may also be clouds of water vapor like clouds on Earth. Spacecrafts such as Voyager 1 have seen lightning on the surface of the planet. Scientists think it was water vapor because lightning needs water vapor. These lightning bolts have been measured up to 1,000 times as powerful as those on Earth. Crazy. The brown and orange colors are caused when sunlight passes through when sunlight passes through or refracts with the many gases in the atmosphere. So maybe that might be similar to the red sky at night, Shepherd's Delight thing. Because I think that's to do with the way the sun on a certain angle refracts from gases or just the atmosphere. I could be wrong there. Don't take that as fact, but it's probably true. The Great Red Spot. One of the biggest features in Jupiter's atmosphere is the Great Red Spot. It is a huge storm which is bigger than the entire Earth. Wow. It is on record since at least 1831 and as early as 1665. Images by the Hubble Space Telescope have shown as many as two smaller red spots right next to the Great Red Spot. Storms can last for hours or as long as hundreds of years in the case of the Great Red Spot. So that's a storm the size of the bigger than the Earth that's been going since 1665. That's absolute madness. Magnetic field. Jupiter has a magnetic field like Earth's, but 11 times stronger. It also has a magnetosphere, much bigger and stronger than Earth's. The field traps radiation belts much stronger than Earth's Van Allen radiation belts. Strong enough to endanger any spacecraft traveling past or to Jupiter. The magnetic field is probably caused by the large amounts of liquid metallic hydrogen in the core of Jupiter. Metallic hydrogen. The four largest moons of Jupiter and many of the smaller ones orbit or go around the planet within the magnetic field. This protects them from the solar wind. Jupiter's magnetic field is so large it reaches the orbit of Saturn 7.7 million miles 12 million kilometers away. Wow. The Earth's magnetosphere does not even cover its moon, less than a quarter of a million miles away. 400,000 kilometers. Ring system. Jupiter also has a thin planetary ring system. These rings are difficult to see and were not discovered until 1979 by NASA's Voyager 1 probe. There are four parts to Jupiter's rings. The closest ring to Jupiter is called the halo ring. The next ring is called the main ring. It is about 6,440 kilometers wide and only 30 kilometers thick. The main and halo rings of Jupiter are made of small dark particles. The third and fourth rings, called the gossamer rings, are transparent (brackets see-through) and are made from microscopic debris and dust. This dust probably comes from small meteors striking the surface of Jupiter's moons. The third ring is called the Amalthea gossamer ring, named after moon Amalthea. The outer ring, the Thebe gossamer ring, is named after the moon Thebe. The outer edge of this ring is about 220,000 kilometers from Jupiter. Orbit. The orbit of a planet is the time and path it takes to go around the Sun. In the amount of time it takes for Jupiter to orbit the Sun one time, the Earth orbits the Sun 11.86 times. 1 year on Jupiter is equal to 11.86 years on Earth. The average distance between Jupiter and the Sun is 778 million kilometers. This is 5 times the distance between Earth and the Sun. Jupiter is not tilted on its axis as much as Earth or Mars. This causes it to have no seasons, for example, summer or winter. Jupiter rotates or spins around very quickly. This causes the planet to bulge in the middle. Jupiter is the fastest spinning planet in the solar system. It completes one rotation or spin in 10 hours. Because of the bulge, the length of the equator of Jupiter is much longer than the length from pole to pole. From Earth, Jupiter is the third brightest object in the sky, after the Moon and Venus. Because of that, people have always been able to see it from Earth. The first person known to really study the planet was Galileo Galilei in 1610. Okay. He was the first person to see Jupiter's moons Io, Europa, Ganymede, and Callisto. This was because he used a telescope, unlike anyone before him. No new moons were discovered for more than 200 years. In 1892, astronomer E.E. Barnard found a new moon using his observatory in California. He called the moon Amalthea. It was the last of Jupiter's 67 moons to be discovered by human observation through a telescope. In 1994, bits of the comet Shoemaker-Levy 9 that'd be a good band name. Shoemaker-Levy 9 hit Jupiter. It was the first time people saw a collision between two solar system objects. Ah, cool. From spacecraft. 7 spacecraft have flown past Jupiter since 1973. These were Pioneer 10, Pioneer 11, Voyagers 1 and 2, Ulysses, Cassini, and New Horizons. They stretched from 1973 to 2007. Pioneer missions were the first spacecraft to take close-up pictures of Jupiter and its moons. 5 years later, the two Voyager spacecraft discovered over 20 new moons. They captured photo evidence of lightning on the near side of Jupiter. The Ulysses probe was sent to study the Sun. It only went to Jupiter after it had finished its main mission. Ulysses had no cameras, so it took no photographs. In 2006, the Cassini spacecraft, on its way to Saturn, took some very good, very clear pictures of the planet. Cassini also found a moon and took a picture of it, but was too far away to show the details. The Galileo mission, in 1995, was the first spacecraft to go into orbit around Jupiter. It flew around the planet for 7 years and studied the four biggest moons. It launched a probe into the planet to get information about Jupiter's atmosphere. The probe traveled to a depth of about 150 kilometers before it was crushed by the weight of all the gas above it. This is called pressure. The Galileo spacecraft was also crushed in 2003, when NASA steered the craft into the planet. They did this so that the craft could not crash into Europa, a moon which scientists think might have life. Wow. That's crazy. Oh, wow. They crashed it into Jupiter to not hit Europa because they were scared of life that's already on the planet. That's mad. I did not know any of this. NASA have sent another spacecraft to Jupiter called Juno. It was launched on August 5th, 2011. The spacecraft arrived at Jupiter on July 4th, 2016. Several missions have been planned to send spacecraft to Jupiter's moons, Europa and Callisto. One was called JIMO, Jupiter Icy Moons Orbiter, was cancelled in 2006 because it cost too much money. Moons. Jupiter has 79 known moons. The four largest were seen by Galileo with his primitive telescope, and 9 more can be seen from Earth with modern telescopes. The rest of the moons have been identified by spacecraft. The smallest moon, S/2003J12, is only 1 kilometer across. The largest, Ganymede, has a diameter of 5,262 kilometers. It is bigger than the planet Mercury. The other 3 Galilean moons are Io, Europa, and Callisto. Because of the way they orbit Jupiter, gravity affects 3 of these moons greatly. The friction caused by the gravity of Europa and Ganymede pulling on Io makes it the most volcanic object in the solar system. It has over 400 volcanoes, more than 3 times as many as Earth. Wow. So the friction of the... The friction caused by the gravity of Europa and Ganymede pulling on Io makes it the most volcanic object in the solar system. Wow. Jupiter in the solar system. Jupiter's large gravity has had a big effect on the solar system. Jupiter protects the inner planets from comets by pulling them towards itself. Because of this, Jupiter has the most comet impacts in the solar system. 2 groups of asteroids called Trojan asteroids have settled into Jupiter's orbit around the Sun. One group is called the Trojans and the other group is called the Greeks. They go around the Sun at the same time as Jupiter. Wow. I think we need to do more planets. That's the end of it, by the way, sorry. Yeah, I think we need to do more planets. I don't think any of them will be quite as interesting as this one was, but that was fantastic. such a crazy, just the scales and all the weird things that happen when everything's, you know, that much pressure and that size and that amount of stuff. Crazy. There's some really cool pictures and gifts, or GIFs if you're a lunatic, of the Voyager 1 approaching Jupiter, and all this, you can see all the storms and the belts and the great red spot on there, and everything's fantastic. Okay, well, that was the end of that. I enjoyed that one. Thank you very much to all the people that wrote it. This was actually the simple Wikipedia version again. It was highly recommended that it was very good, which is why I read it. I think Saturn might also be a good one, so I'm going to try that. Thank you to whoever wrote it, and thank you for listening too. You're all fantastic. Thanks very much, and have a nice day. Bye.